Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, now let's go into the woods of New Hampshire, a state that is by percentage one of the most forested in the country. A local organization of tree enthusiasts has been finding and documenting New Hampshire's biggest trees since the 1950s. Cordelia Zars from Here Now contributor New Hampshire Public Radio headed out with some volunteers to search for a new champion.
It's cold and icy, but that's not enough to stop Tom Howe from hunting for big trees.
So we're going to cut into the left here because I see our whopper green ash.
Hal lumbers down a trail near the southern edge of White Mountain National Forest, trusting his spiky footwear to bring him to this fabled tree.
So this is the big green ash in here.
A massive trunk comes into view, reaching high into the sky and putting its neighbors to shame. It has a thick, cracked bark, like a leather coat worn from the winter.
The one with the kink at the bottom. Yeah.
Hal first noticed some big trees on this land back in November when he was surveying it for his job with the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests. Then he brought his whole family back out here to scout for champion trees as part of a statewide competition to find the biggest. The contest is run by the New Hampshire Big Tree Program, which has documented the state's green giants since 1950. Hal thinks he has a winner. County Forester Wendy Scribner and Big Tree volunteer Kamal Knott have come along to make sure.
9.5 feet.
9.5 feet?
Yes.
That's the circumference of the trunk. Hal's giant measures 110 feet tall, and it has a 36-foot crown spread, which is how far the branches stretch out from side to side. Here's Wendy Scribner.
It's a combination of those three measurements that will, added together, give us a point value, and that's what we use to compare against other trees.
If Hal's green ash has more points than other trees of its species, it will be a new state champ. But first, he has to prove that it really is a green ash. And to do that, Hal's brought along an extra tool.
So the extra tool I have along is a .22 rifle.
Hal squares his rifle on a nearby tree and aims for a low branch on his potential champion, about 40 feet up. The idea is that if Hal can shoot off a live branch, he'll be able to identify the species of tree by something called a leaf scar.
Where that leaf attaches to the twig, it leaves a large scar when it falls off in the fall.
Scribner says the design of that scar tells you whether your tree is a green ash, as Hal hopes, or some other kind of ash. Hal's method of finding leaf scars is unique, but ultimately fails. He's been trying to hit a twig about an inch thick as it wobbles in the wind. Even after 30 minutes of dedicated effort, none of his shots hit their mark. But still, according to Mary Tebow Davis, it's the process that counts.
When people get out there looking at big trees, they start to feel that they're part of something much bigger.
Davis works for UNH Cooperative Extension, which runs the Big Tree Program. She says part of the program's mission is to raise awareness about trees and nature.
When you start to look at trees, you see all the connections that they have to everything else, wildlife, soils, water, and us. You know, we're all part of the same ecosystem.
The New Hampshire Big Tree Program is part of a national initiative run by American Forests. Anyone can nominate a tree, and once a year, the state submits their biggest trees to the national program to see if they've got any countrywide victors. Out of 700 trees on the national register, New Hampshire currently holds the title for 11. The tallest overall is a 150-foot eastern white pine. The state of California holds the official title for the country, with a coast redwood named Hyperion. The giant measures 379.3 feet tall.
114 inches.
Back in the snowy Sandwich Forest, Big Tree volunteers finish their final measurements. Scribner and Knott will have to return in the spring to determine if Hal's tree is, in fact, a green ash. And if it is, it will be a new state champion. For Here and Now, I'm Cordelia Zars.